Headline reading, The Masonic Temple, Reflections on Its Past. And now for your Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to SWNewsForYou.com, in an article published on June 24, 2015 by Victoria Fritz, the Richland Center Masonic Temple, more recently known as Blue Highways, is located on the corner of Central Avenue and Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. Nearly 100 years ago, now, this handsome building once housed an organization of men who espoused an enlightened way of thinking. Completed in mid-1922, its arrival on the scene was announced by the Richland Democrat, the precursor to the current Richland Observer. In January of that year, publishing a photograph of the Masonic Temple with this headline, Richland Center's new Masonic Temple nearly completed at a cost of $55,000. A week later, the Republican Observer, also a precursor to today's Observer, as both the Democrat and the Observer merged in 1962, published that same photo with the following caption reading, quote, the first floor will house the bowling alleys, the billiard room, the card room, and baths and heating plant. On the second floor, there will be a dining room, dance hall, and kitchen. The third floor will be given over to the lodge rooms. End of quote. The inauguration in July was a dazzling affair. This time reported in the more widely circulated Wisconsin State Journal, its July 16th Sunday edition published an article headlined, Richland Center Masons, New Temple. It began with several thousand Masons from all over the state, accompanied by bands, attending a dedication ceremony in Richland Center. Friday, as it cost $70,000, the building is a three-story high, iconic structure. The dedication was observed by a parade of over 1,000 Masons. Seven Freemasons, consisting of 6 entered apprentices and 1 Master Mason, is the requisite number to constitute a lodge of Masons and to initiate a candidate. They assemble in a room well guarded from all Cohens and eavesdroppers in a second or third story room. Which is certainly to explain why Richland Center's Masonic Temple had recreational and dining facilities on the first and second floor, and all the lodges on the third floor. Few Richland Center residents today know what this proud building once stood for, especially since it changed hands in the mid-1990s. Finding this place too big for their purposes, the Masons sold the building. Now, if you'd like to see the entire article, check out the October issue of the Achy Breaky News.
Thanks for joining us for today's Richland County Historical Society's History Moment. We're appreciative to Historical Society President Ken Theed for being willing to share this information each week. It's a great reminder of how important and how enjoyable reliving our local history is. That's why the Richland County Historical Society is so important, and it's also why supporting the Society is equally important. For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be members. Yearly memberships for businesses are just $20. All members receive the Achy Breaky News, and donations are always welcome. A lifetime membership is also available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. Be a part of promoting and supporting Richland County history by joining the Richland County Historical Society today. The Richland County Historical Society also invites you to visit the Achy School Museum, open Sunday afternoons from 1 until 4 through September. Admission is free, with donations appreciated.